Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast and to our Life in Lockdown series. So we're actually in week 13, isn't it, of lockdown
Stop it. I'm going to have a ban on us even mentioning how long we've been in lockdown now because, it just makes me weary every time I realise how long it's been. I think I'm definitely in that, I'm in this stage now where the novelty's definitely worn off.
100%.
It's definitely worn off, but also I think, you know, at the start, I really thought we were going to have 3 weeks of lockdown and then we'd be easing out of it. I've said this before, I very much work in a kind of in denial because I can't bear the idea that we could still be in this position in a few months from now. I can only ever think 3 weeks and then things will go back to normal. So now with talks about when the kids go back to school in September, it might not be full time. I'm just going to have to find new levels of resilience and stamina and joy and rest and self-love. I mean, you know, it's a real opportunity to increase on all those fronts, but permission to just sometimes feel fed up.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%.
Fed up. You know, we had our last love-in last week, which we're going to be doing quarterly now, every time we do our quarterly review of the journal. And we really just, gave ourselves permission to not be okay with the fact that we're still in lockdown. I mean, it's easing up, but even that is bringing with it some people, it's eased up, but they still, normally they take a tube or a train to go and see their friends and they don't want to do that. So they're still able to see their friends. They don't have a car because lots of people don't have cars in London because you don't usually need one. And it's like, and then people who are vulnerable, who don't want to be going out into the world. So now everyone's on a bit of a different page and that just almost seems to make it worse and harder.
Yeah, because I think initially we were on the same boat, weren't we? Everybody was under lockdown. And now some people are, as you say, vulnerable and not able to integrate into the world again. Yeah. And also just because lockdown is starting to ease, in the UK, it's starting to ease, but there shouldn't be an expectation that this is anything but hard, even though it's easing. You know, it's still challenging. It's still difficult. And it's requiring us all to really dig deep into the wealth of resilience and strength and resourcefulness, isn't it? Day after day.
Exactly. And I think it's important to sometimes just acknowledge that and then go, okay, now deep breath, you know, stretch our arms out, sit up straight. Let's rise up. Let's do this. We can do this. We're in this together. Let's find that resilience and we will come out stronger and hopefully more united. Like, you know, with the sort of civil rights uprising, I really feel that's really potentially that was felt even more intensely because we were in this space of lockdown. So, you know, the things are really rising up to the surface in the way they have to for us to heal and to grow. So, you know, it's also remembering this is a real period of growth and finding our inner strength and depths of joy and self-love that we may not have found before. So it's the two go parallel. The two are it's really important, I think, to remember this. It can be hard, but also there can be joy and resilience and come on, we can do this sort of vibes.
And that message, that reminder, we are all in this together.
Exactly. So, you know, doing things that help to energize you and lift your spirits have to be at the forefront, and also rest, you know, and building your strength physically, and, you know, spiritually and, all that juicy stuff that we're all about.
So we thought we would talk today about changing career in lockdown.
Yes.
So we've had episodes before on dating in lockdown and working from home in lockdown and all of those other episodes. And today we really wanted to dedicate an episode to changing career, because for some of you, this could be the perfect time to be thinking about this. And yes. So we have Selena in the podcast hot seat today, career coach extraordinaire. And we're going to have a conversation all about that, all about changing career in lockdown.
Yes.
So how could lockdown be a great time to change career and potentially start a side hustle?
Yeah, I actually think this can, for some of us, be a brilliant time for really focusing on bringing about change in our lives. Because I think naturally during lockdown, for a lot of us, it has been a time for reflection and thinking about what's important to us, what we want more of in our lives, what we want less of, and really being able to take a step back and take stock. And I think that now, as we're starting to ease out of lockdown, I think at the beginning of lockdown, I couldn't think beyond like the next day suddenly. And I'm a real one for, I love dreaming, I love planning, I love coming up with things, you know, what I'm going to be doing next. And I just, none of that was just, that was all switched off for a while. And I noticed that most people were in that mode. But now it feels like we're easing out of lockdown. Like we say, returning to normal isn't going to be happening anytime soon. But actually what that offers for some of us anyway, unless you've got like three kids at home and you're homeschooling, in which case your hands are pretty full. But for a lot of us, that's actually creating this wonderful space and this wonderful opportunity to focus on, okay, how am I going to bring about change? What is it that I want out of my career? And really starting to use this space as a time to bring about that change. And also, I was thinking about this the other day, you know, a lot of people probably have plans to go away on, to have the summer, as we often do, for going traveling, going to festivals, going on adventures, having fun. And with that probably taken away from us this summer, or hopefully to little small pockets of it we can still have in different ways. But actually, when you bring about going on the journey of bringing about change, that in itself is such an incredible adventure that I just think, what a wonderful way to use this time to actually get clear on what it is you really want to be doing with your life, and then actually getting it going, so that by the time we do start to step out back into the, normality does start to return. It is a little bit, but you know, when everything does start to get back to normal, you emerge from it with a whole new career plan ahead that you're excited, that's already got started. And actually, I think particularly for people who are wanting to start their own business, particularly maybe an online focused business, or perhaps if you want, if you'd love to do what you and I do, Vicky, and coach people, which again is brilliant to do online, then this actually is a perfect time, because so many people are now currently focused online. That's where the sort of the marketplace is. So just like in times of recession, it's a brilliant time to entrepreneurs to start businesses. I actually think lockdown can be a wonderful time for personal journeys of transformation. And that can really work if you're just ready to make a career change and find a new career path.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking back to my younger self who worked in a marketing agency and was ripe for a career change. And, you know, if I was that person in lockdown now, oh my God, what an opportunity it is to have the headspace to really think about it. And particularly if it's been on your mind for a while, but it's sort of never been the right time to really prioritize it. And now we've had, you know, for many people, it's this wonderful opportunity to just take stock, as you say, and reflect on what's important, and to actually, you know, use it as a catalyst to take action on something that you've been thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. And just using this time, I think, you know, it's such a unique gift of time and space and life being stripped back and simplified. There is more time for many of us. There's more time that can be for us rather than, you know, work and deadlines. And I know some people are still working really hard from home, and things haven't slowed down. But for a lot of people, I think this is such a good time for reflection and dreaming, which is the first half of any career change journey, but then putting it into action. So the thing that I really specialize with is helping people to first figure out what it is they want to do. So if you, so many people come to me saying they have no idea, say they haven't got a clue what they want to do, and invariably say, maybe I'm the one person you can't help. And I'm like, everyone has been, for the past over 10 years, people have been saying that to me. And so far I haven't found anyone that I couldn't help. In fact, I had one client in my last round of clients just before, well, at the end of last year, who came to me saying, I have no idea what I want to do. And after the first session, we had the business idea and she got her first client in that first week. It's so crazy how people can think they don't know what it is that they want to do. And actually, so often, it's just helping them to look at things in a different perspective. And then it's the pieces are all there. They just didn't know that they could, or they didn't know how to package it together. So the first part is always about helping you to get clear on how to, on what it is you really want to do, but then getting that off the ground. So my specialty has always been helping people start their own businesses. And my experience has always been running online businesses, offering services that make a difference and inspire people and motivate people. So if that feels exciting to you, that's the kind of career you want, then those are the journeys that I'm ready to take people on over the next few months. Because for the first time in 9 months, I'm actually opening the doors to career change coaching clients, which is really exciting. I'm so excited to go on these journeys, because it is a journey. And so I kind of love the fact that we're all having to stay sitting in one spot. But that doesn't mean that 2020 can't be a year of adventure, because the inner journey is every bit as much of an adventure as if you went to the other side of the world, to new places you'd never been to before, you know? So it's like, that's what I'm really excited about, bringing in that energy of fun and adventure and transformation. 2020 absolutely could still be the year that you change the course of your life and change the course of your career and really realize what it is you really want to do with your life and actually get it started. So I think there's the air of like 2020 has been put on pause, but actually I think it can be quite the opposite. I think 2020 is already proving to be a year of extraordinary growth, unexpected growth and healing. But I also think it can, this can be a real time for adventure and changing the course of your life, because you've been coaching people, love coaching, haven't you?
Yeah. So over the last 6 weeks or so, I've had a flurry of new clients come in and join me on the Get Ready for Love coaching program for the summer, which has just been, same as you really, that adventure. It's just been so brilliant to get to know my new clients. Many of them started actually their first sessions over the last few weeks. So I've been getting to know them and starting that adventure. I love that way.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. And it's so exciting. And it's been brilliant to see people seeing it as an opportunity, seeing lockdown as an opportunity to make that inner change and transformation. And I really think that this is, it's so unique. And it's been a huge year of transformation on so many levels, but this could be the most important year of all. We could end this year looking back, doing our goodbye hello journals and thinking, oh, wow, well, I never expected it to turn out like this, but actually I learned so much through the process, and what it's given me has been so valuable. And I wouldn't have planned it that way, of course, but some of the gifts and learnings could actually make it the most important one of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, challenge does, it always opens up opportunities. And I think that, you could be looking back at the end of this year and just being like, wow, I just suddenly went for it, and decided actually I was going to use this opportunity to really get clear on the life that I want to create and bring about change. Also, if you have always had a little dream or a little kind of pipe dream, imagining, God, I think maybe I'd love to be a coach. And I find people so often come with that dream and they almost feel like they don't dare to think that they could do something that could be so fulfilling, or that, you know, people often come with that thing of, who am I to think that I could coach someone? If you have that feeling, please do come and get in touch and explore that with me, because the number of people that have come with that and then what has emerged is just the most beautiful and powerful coach. And then they've, in the process of the career change journey, that's what they've discovered that they really want to be. And of course, then helping people to create businesses around coaching is something mm-hmm. that I have the most experience at, because I've been doing it for such a long time in different ways. and I coach Ricky how to start off a business being a coach. I love that. I love that. And the other thing people often say is, but there are already so many coaches in the world. And I'm like, there really aren't. There really are not so many coaches in the world. I think there need to be more coaches. So yeah, if that's something that you're, that is calling to you, I love coaching people who are wanting to either be a coach or do something that, you know, empowers and inspires and motivates people. And even if that's all you know right now, I want to make a difference. I want to help people. I don't know how. Then get in touch, because I do think this is, I think it best time of all to be getting into that kind of business, because so many people are, because this is such time for reflection, so many people are ready for that kind of help. So you will be spoilt for choice when it comes to having guinea pigs try out your new services with. And that's what so much of it is about. Now, I think we're getting into the chapter of looking forward and starting to look at using this time. We've done all the reflection and now looking forward into what is uncertainty. But what we can control is the online space. You know, so the physical world out there is all a bit like, oh, I don't know when I'm going to be able to hug Vicky, for example. We realize it's been over 3 months since we've physically seen each other, let alone hold each other. The physical world around us, that's all quite uncertain how that's working. But the online world, we know that's where everyone is hanging out, and we know we've got certainty around that. So creating a new business in that realm, that's where you can step into a space of, okay, sort of certainty. We know what the pieces look like. Now let's see how I'm going to play in that space. And I really see online like that, you know, create a playground, create a home, create a community, and create a business that flourishes out of that. That has been the game I've been playing for, well over a decade. And there's so much opportunity for freedom and creativity when you create a business that exists online. And that's definitely of the moment. That is definitely what a lot of us need to be doing. So, yeah, I'm ready for the adventures, Vicky. I can't wait to see who turns up. So, yeah.
Exciting.
It is exciting. And it's perfectly timed for me. Now I finished my book on burnout. And I'm ready to take people on these adventures for the first time in 9 months.
I want to celebrate that. Finishing your book and opening the doors to wonderful new clients. I'm throwing some metaphorical confetti. Confetti and lots of cheering. Woo!
Yeah. And it's wonderful to have that space and time to take people on these career change journeys and adventures and really, help them create a career that they love. So it's back to the source, back to, you know, what I love to do most of all, which is taking people on journeys that will change their lives in the course of their lives. Love it.
And I love that your journeys focus so much about self-care and self-love, and having written a book on burnout and releasing patterns of burnout and like that journey to self-love. I love that you focus so much on the inner work as well as all the outer work. It's such an inside out fulfilling journey.
It has to be because, and so often people come to me feeling their confidence really knocked by toxic work environments, toxic bosses, or just being in a career that just does not suit them, has them playing to all their weaknesses and not being able to play to their strengths. And actually, you can feel so defeated by it. But I always say, you know, you scratch the surface and that confident version of you is there, ready and waiting to reemerge into the world. So as much as it's about getting clear on what it is you want to do and the steps you're going to take to do that now, but also in the future, everyone goes away with a really clear roadmap. It's also about helping you to find that inner strength and that confidence again and, you know, reconnect with who you really are and what you're about. Remember how to, yeah, find that energy inside of you and get out into the world and feel excited about not just your career as an adventure, but your life also as an adventure and a playground that you get to create in. So, oh God, I can't wait. Come on.
Oh, let's go.
I feel this rush of excitement for listeners.
So if you are interested, head over to selinabarker.com. You'll see on my coaching page, there are different kind of coaching journeys you can go on. Have a read of them. If you're interested, fill in the form at the bottom and then you and I will jump on the phone and talk it all through. I always make sure that I am the right coach for you. The journey I take people on is the right journey for you. So yeah, the first step really is to get on the phone and talk it all through and hear all about you and where you're at and where you want to get to. I'm already excited about those discovery calls. So yeah, let's see who appears, Vicky. Let's see who appears. I always feel so honored to get to know the people I go on this journey with. The last group of people that I took on this journey were just people I just want to stay in touch with. I'm like, I don't want to say a proper goodbye. And we do stay, always stay in touch. I always stay in touch with the people that I've gone on this journey with because you get to know each other so well. I get to know them so well. And every soul is so beautiful. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I think there's no better time to really invest in yourself. And it's such a gift, when you invest in yourself in this way. And now is the time.
Now is the time.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.